get that letter of Bulgarian. So Michael, this was this is a story from India. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are quite a number of such episodes and all that, but that blows my mind is something that will be read out just now, as the Americans call blowing. Mm-hmm. Well, you blow my mind.
Right.
Right.
We're going to qualify. We all speak the language. Derish.
Yeah.
What's unique about Michael's story is he not only got Bob, he got Peggy. By praying to God, he got both Bob and Peggy.
Yeah.
He got
Bob.
He got both.
That was the bonus plan.
What about Srivastava's wife? She said, you know Srivastava's story? Can you hear me, God?
That was the only condition on which you would get married.
Yeah.
Because in India it was traditional.
Yeah, for
the
husband.
Wife is for the husband, yeah. And the husband's for God.
Husband's duty and responsibility is to take the wife to God. So he says, yeah, if you marry me, I'll take you to God.
Yeah.
And he was a Baba lover. So that's how she... Yeah.
You didn't know
that?
No.
Yeah, the Shivasta's wife, yeah.
Yeah, he said, I will not only instruct you about God, I will take you personally to God.
So Peggy brought him personally to God.
Here. Eric, yeah. I just got a letter from Gokarn a few days ago, and he told me to convey his regards to
him. So when you reply to him, say that we remembered him.
I will.
He is a total stranger to all of us, to all the Baba world and to us all here. Nobody knew him, nobody had ever heard of him or anything like that. So just before Baba passed away, he happens to write a letter here, not knowing to whom he is addressing. No, man, take
it
up. Don't get flustered.
I'm not flustered.
Yeah.
I got it.
Oh, got it, okay.
It took 3 seconds instead.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, this is December 13th, 1968.
Remember, 1968, December 13th. In 1969, January 31st, Baba passed away.
And it's from Boris Georgiev. From Barrytown, New York, USA. This is how it begins, in parentheses. Excuse my ignorance. I do not know how to address you properly. That's how it begins. I am sure that you know about me and that what I will tell you is not new for you. After much reflection and hesitation, I have decided to communicate first with you, since from what you will read, you will see that I have some justification. I have been in the USA since December 1st, 1967. I was born July 18th, 1927 in Sofia, Bulgaria, where for 23 years I experienced all the horrors and difficulties that people have who are characterized as enemies of the state. In addition, I was accused of having taken part in sabotage, as a result of which the death penalty was demanded for me. Later, it was proved that I was innocent, but that did not ease my situation. I first quite tangibly observed help from invisible helpers when illegally escaping. They conducted me together with my wife across the frontier in the daytime at 2:30 on a bright sunny day through wire entanglements among mines and heavily armed guards. When I arrived in the U.S., I began to work, but on July 19th, I fell down the stairs and my spinal cord was injured and my left arm atrophied. I was immediately operated. 2 months later, my wife underwent a very complicated operation for a tumor. Medical care here may be the first in the world, but at the same time, it is terribly expensive. Thousands of dollars are needed for one not very complicated operation in medicine. A few days ago, I was told that I soon would have to undergo the same operation again. This was truly a great trial for me. Then unexpectedly, there occurred what is actually the subject of this letter. I don't know whether to call it a miracle or a vision, and if I had not been fully conscious, I would not have believed it myself. During the night of November 26th, 27th, I was awakened by a strange noise. The next moment, the room was filled with a blinding light, in the center of which I saw a completely normal human figure, which pronounced in pure Bulgarian, "Do not fear. Do you recognize me?" "Yes," I answered mechanically. "You are Meher Baba." I must confess that I had known nothing about the bearer of that name, although it is true that about 4 months ago, I merely heard it pronounced without any other details. What led me to answer immediately, I thus can still not understand. The human figure, with a kind glance and meek words, continued, "Believe firmly, I shall help you." It became dark again. I heard the same strange noise, which also awakened my wife. For 2 days, like a frenzy or trance. All this impels me to see a means to get in touch with you. I now already believe deeply that you will help me. I will joyfully wait to receive your instructions. My greatest hope is, if I can, to be of service to you. Yours sincerely, Boris Georgiev.
Out of the blue. Yeah.
And you read that?
I read that letter out to Baba, and Baba made me write a reply, saying that, yes, it was I who helped you. As the unseen helper, it is I who will help you. Just remember me and love me, and read God Speaks.
In Bulgarian?
Well, he writes English.
Where did he get the address?
Where did he write? He just wrote Meher Baba, India.
Really?
And it got to him.
Really? He just wrote Meher Baba,
India.
But you know, recently, Erich and Money got a letter that was written to Meher Baba, or did it say Erich Jesserwala? But the address was Marazad, India, and it arrived faster than some of the correspondents.
I think it was just to me.
Was it, I think to you, Erich Jesserwala, Mandali, that was it, wasn't it? Erich Jesserwala, Mandali, Marazad, India.